So who goes first here? I'm with Mark Rock.
And I'm with Rory Catton-Jones.
And we are doing a mutual audio poo at the same time. So what's this about, Mark?
This is, well, I heard that you finally got a proper job and I wanted to come and find out what it was. So you're going to tell me.
I am, for my sins, for the next couple of months, going to be the BBC's digital election correspondent. So you're talking to me here in the BBC's Milbank newsroom, and the idea is that I keep an eye on all the kind of digital aspects of the campaign when it starts. We don't know when it's going to start, of course. We've got our suspicions, so I'll be looking at all...
Can you share them?
My speculation is as good as anybody else's, which is May the 6th. Is it May the 5th?
After the locals.
Exactly. Well, same day as
the
locals.
Same day, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll be spending the next couple of months doing that, not ignoring my old technology beat, but getting more and more involved in covering the politics.
And then why did they pick you?
Well, I think they thought he spends most of his time wasting his time on Twitter, YouTube, Audio Boo, and all these other strange and wacky tools. And who better to kind of waste his time looking at what's happening on the politics on those?
Cool. And in terms of, there's been a bit of a debate in the kind of Twitter sphere about whether it's going to be a social media election or whether it's going to be a digital election. Your views?
My views are that it is going to be a digital election in that the tools will be very useful in the organisation of the election. So it's not so much that the old methods will go out the door, it's just that the new methods will be used on top of them. So, for instance, one politician told me the other day, we're still going to be knocking on doors, but we're going to be using Facebook to organise people to knock on doors. And I've just been interviewing Joe Rosbars from Blue State Digital, who was running the digital campaign for Barack Obama. And he made that very point, that these are tools which help you increase the engagement of already engaged people. It's all very well having a lot of people who are vaguely interested in your campaign, but how do you G them up, get them to contribute more? You email them, you get them involved in Facebook groups, you entertain them with YouTube videos. You use all those tools basically to increase, build on what you've got.
Exactly. Have you got a team here that kind of scours Twitter and Facebook and God knows where, looking for gaffes?
Not exactly
that
a team. That's me. I mean, I think the thing is that this is probably the only time this job will exist, because by next time, it'll just be one of the things that all political journalists do. They're already doing it, to be frank. There's an awful lot of politicians and political journalists on Twitter. People here tell me that they find it a very useful way of basically keeping up to speed on stories that are breaking. So I think it's going to become second nature.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to let you go back to work and hope it comes sooner rather than later.
Thank you very much. Let's see whose boo gets the most listens here. Anyway. All right.